This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, this U.S. Democratic Congresswoman was talking tough after being told she would not be allowed to enter Israel as planned on Sunday.
I'm going to continue to fight back demand that they provide access for me and any of my colleagues to come.
Now, in recent hours, Israeli officials have reversed course and said they will allow the Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib to enter Israel and visit her grandmother and others in the West Bank. Tlaib had been banned from Israel because of her support of boycotting the Jewish state over its policies. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is to sign an executive order shortly to introduce about two dozen initiatives to reduce gun violence, he says. He was going to do it yesterday, but postponed it after six cops were shot in Philadelphia the night before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
President Trump on the campaign trail in New Hampshire last evening. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home. Start exercising.
There's a report that a busy Manhattan subway station's been evacuated a short time ago because of unconfirmed reports that a couple of pressure cookers may have been found. Authorities are still on scene of the Fulton Street station. Thousands of Elvis fans have converged on Graceland as Elvis Presley died 42 years ago today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul continues to recover from surgery to remove part of his lung, the result of being punched in the ribs by a neighbor back in 2017. Now he's speaking out about the hate being directed his way.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from six broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
One of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me that I'd either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like, I'm perplexed. This is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, Americans spending more at retail stores and restaurants in July.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, our next guest reminded us this week of something worth pondering. The greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults. Of course, that's a quote from Tocqueville, he says. And, of course, we're talking Bruce Kaufman, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker who joins us now. Hey, Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing well, Bill, although the weather around here has been in the high 90s for about 5 weeks, it seems like.
Well, you can always count on weather, right?
You can.
Yeah, as long as you're above ground. I loved the reminder of Tocqueville's perspective about America, and maybe that's something we need to reconnect with these days, is that we do have an ability to repair her faults. And, you know, that people should not get discouraged by, you know, the political environment that we find ourselves in, as some seem rather desperate with some of their offerings and perspective about this great country of ours.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote the greatest book, I think, ever written on America, and that was Democracy in America. He was just a brilliant philosopher. He spent 3 months wandering this country, and he learned a great deal.
Well, a needed perspective for us to reconnect once in a while. I mean, after all, here's somebody from the outside looking in, and probably with some sense of envy. You know, why not in his home country? Why in America?
Yeah. Well, also, one of the things that that really struck him was how thriving our local communities were,
mm-hmm.
and that we joined groups. That it wasn't
right.
The government running our lives. It was us. You know, it's our civic groups, it's our religious groups, it's our business groups that are all getting together and basically creating these societies in which everyone feels that they're invested in it.
Right.
Communities, neighborhoods, families, that kind of thing.
And we've lost a bit of that, Bruce, because what has happened in exchange for the local groups, the community groups of which you refer to, big government, you got these politicians saying, hey, we're your daddy, we're the answer. When you look back in the history of this great country of ours, and when you question, when were we happiest? Well, when we had community and there was service and people looking out for one another. And, you know, that's been replaced with big government, and this is the resistance that really needs to be taking place, is that, look at, you know, we're big boys and girls. We can handle this. We don't need big government.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Absolutely.
Just saying. That's all. Well, a lot, speaking of controversy right now, and the focus being on gun control, Bruce, what I'm concerned of is that we're going to move based on emotion, because nerves are rather frayed. over what happened in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso. They seem to want to step over Chicago, but Chicago somehow is convenient to step over time and again. But the fact of the matter is we've got people being murdered every weekend. I mean, it's almost like, I flash back and not as dangerous, but certainly still rather pernicious. Is I remember as a kid growing up, and you'd always hear about the body counts, you know, after watching all the video, what was going on in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And here it is in our own country. I mean, you know, this is absolutely disgusting that this continues to go on, that, you know, our citizens are being murdered in the streets of Chicago, regardless of, you know, the insanity that's going on, the meanness, the hatred, and that, you know, there does not seem to be as much of a focus on that as there are these other instances occur, equally disturbing.
Yeah, it is, Bill. But again, this happens after every single mass shooting of any kind, is that people say, okay, here's the problem. Guns are the problem. In my mind, guns are not the problem.
Right.
But the problem, I mean, as I've written, okay, mm-hmm. guns are, you know, they're inanimate objects. Right. They're used however people want to use them, and the motivation for people using guns for illegal purposes has everything to do with the personality of the person.
Exactly.
Not the gun is inanimate. It's not the gun's fault. Yeah,
right.
Guns don't. I mean, that cliche. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Exactly. Well,
so
and
it bothers me that we're all talking about guns as being the problem. The problem is. You know, the problem is the people who are behaving in the way they do. And, you know, and there's, I don't know that there's a way around that. I mean, there are some ways around this. But again, you've got that Second Amendment sitting there, which says mm-hmm. that law-abiding people are allowed to own guns.
Right.
So do you really want to take away guns from law-abiding people, which means that, again, another cliche, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. And remember, cliches become cliches because they are so manifestly true.
Exactly. Well, and we saw what happened. Dianne Feinstein and the left were successful in the 90s to outlaw AR-15s and guns of this sort, what they want to call assault rifles, because that's all part of the narrative that fits, because if we label it, that's the one thing they're good at doing, is if they label it in a way that sounds pretty awesome and ominous, then, boy, it just adds impact to it. But look what happened. I mean, you know, they go ahead and outlaw it, and then they realize, they go, so what? It didn't move the needle, you know, to your point. And
so, move the needle at all. The
right.
Federal Assault Weapons Law, 10 years, 1994 to 2004. You know what? 72% of homicides that happened in that time were by handguns.
Right.
How many were by assault rifles?
It was like 2%.
And other semi-automatic, 3%.
Yeah, okay.
Even the Department of Justice funded a study, and the study concluded, quote, the ban's effect on gun violence is likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, the AR-15s, assault rifles, semi-automatic weapons, you want to ban them? That is not going to affect the homicide rate in any significant way.
Well, again, we're back with that argument of would it made a difference? You know, red flag laws, I mean, we've had people, you know, saying, hey, look, we got problems here in River City. And like in what happened in Parkland, over 30 notices to the FBI basically went unheeded. They felt it wasn't important enough, and then, of course, then we have the shooting there at Douglas Stoneman High School.
Yep.
And, you know, and so there's been that happening time and again where red flags have been up and they have been ignored. Okay, so would that make a difference? It wouldn't have made a difference in any of these shootings because, you know, again, as we find out, even whether or not they could still qualify outside of any kind of a mental investigation or evaluation, you know, they're citizens. And, you know, you just don't know if somebody's going to go rogue on you and go south. I mean, that's part of the, that's part of what goes with freedom. Not that we should just accept it like that and not do anything. But this is part of what we're dealing with. And going back to your earlier point, why should citizens, law-abiding citizens, be compromised because of the few people that go, you know, that go off the rails?
Yeah. I mean, I've sort of two minds about the red flag laws. But one thing I do really understand is that you're going to have all, if you pass red flag laws, and again, so that what we're talking about is that if someone notices that their friend, neighbor, family member is exhibiting a change of behavior, that is exhibiting bitterness, is angry all the time, and owns a gun, then the red flag laws would allow you to notify the authorities of this. And after an investigation that would include consulting by a mental health expert, you can take that gun away. The problem there, again, is you run up against the Second Amendment.
Right.
Because this person owns a gun, never committed a crime. He's exhibiting unusual behavior, but you don't know for sure that that behavior is going to lead to violence. You don't even know how long that behavior is going to last. And therefore, you can't, constitutionally, it is a problem.
Without a doubt. Well, in a time when due process is in question right now, we question that, right? Stay with us. More from Bruce after this.
Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
You know, I will say to you that if you have an experienced an awkward moment, it's fun to do just once in a while, just to check it out. Bruce, as we were continuing the conversation with Bruce Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the nationally syndicated, award-winning nationally syndicated author and speaker. And, you know, you got a new book coming out, too, right, finally?
Yeah, finally, Bill. I would say it'll be out in a month. I've got an editor going over with a fine-tooth comb. And
I'm only saying finally because I can't wait for it, you know, because I so appreciate your writings. You're such a blessing. I appreciate you.
I appreciate that, Bill.
Yeah. So, you know, as we were talking about in the whole discussion of gun control, and you were mentioning that, and I like what Blackstone said about this. This is important. I want you to share this with our audience, you know, just so that they can catch this, because I think what's being lost in this gun control debate is what is the foundation? You know, why was it that our founding fathers, in their wisdom, thought, you know, of all the amendments, I mean, first of all, free speech, very important. And then the second amendment was, hey, you know, the right to protect and defend yourself and your property. And, you know, I mean, this is number two. That's up there pretty high, you know, in terms of importance. Why was it that our founding fathers saw this as being so significant?
Well, for one thing, the Declaration of Independence says that you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You also have the right to defend your life and your liberty. And gun ownership is the way you defend yourself, okay? Or the Second Amendment doesn't say guns. The Second Amendment says arms, because back in the day, all right, you used a gun, you used a club, you used a rock, whatever, to defend yourself. And William Blackstone, the great English jurist, in his book Commentary on the Laws of England, pointed out that self-defense is a right that is immune to the laws of society. And what he meant by that is that governments are not very good at preventing crime. Government's job is mostly to punish crime and compensate the victim. Well, so if you're on the street and you're robbed by someone, you know, stick up your hands and give me your money, and then the guy runs off. The government's job, the police's job, is to capture the guy, return you your money, and then punish the guy.
Right.
You know, fine, done.
And that's doable. That's doable. Right. Okay.
But if someone attacks you, all right, and murders you because you did not have a weapon to defend yourself, well, there isn't a darn thing the government can do to compensate you for the fact that you are now dead. Mm-hmm. So Blackstone's point was that's why self-defense, using any weapon necessary, rocks back in the day, clubs, now guns, you have that right to defend yourself. Whatever the law says, you have the right to self-defense because, again, the government can't compensate you if you're dead. And so he said self-defense is immune to the laws of society. Whatever laws society passes regarding gun ownership, arms ownership, you are still immune. You are allowed to defend yourself from someone attacking you.
And what we're finding out, Bruce, again, empirically, is that when you find yourself in a situation where life and death is measured in seconds, you don't have time to pick up the phone and dial 911. You're dead.
You're dead. That's right. Again, the government, the police force, dial 911, and the chances are really great, but by the time the police get there, the criminal has escaped, the deed is done. Now you've got to kind of focus on capturing the criminal. But if the person is dead, okay, then the victim, there's no way you can make it up to the victim. That was Blackstone's point.
Right. And according to the last reading of some research that I came across, it was saying the average call, you know, response was around 19 minutes. Some have said less than that. But anyway, I mean, when you're talking minutes and faced with something that demands seconds, it's too late. And this is what's going on. And especially in an environment right now where our society is embracing hatred and ugliness and meanness the way it has. I mean, some of this stuff that's running around, I mean, there's just no other word for it but evil. And if we can't defend ourselves and we're going to rely on the police to do this, boy, I'll tell you, I don't have the confidence to put everything, you know, to count on them. I mean, with all due respect.
with all due respect, because they do a wonderful job, but it's not their fault that it takes 5 minutes to stick one up, put a bullet in their brain, and leave. If that.
Right, exactly. And by the way, I will say this to the idiots that want to pelt police officers and throw, and they're idiots, that want to do this to law enforcement. I mean, these are the people that are serving. These are your fellow humanoids with families that are out there putting their life on the line, and you're throwing rocks and you're pelting them and cheering on their demise. I mean, what are you asking for? Absolute tyranny in the streets of your city?
And I mean, also, what is happening now, of course, is that so you're a police officer, and once you make an arrest, everybody's cell phone comes out. All right, and they video it so that if you do the slightest thing wrong, or they think you've done wrong, then it's all over Facebook within 15-20 minutes. And you're as you said, Bill, you're a police officer. You've got seconds to decide whether the guy is about to shoot at you, and how do you respond to that?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's totally Heather McDonald, her book, A War on Cops.
Exactly. Well done. Yes.
Yeah, explains brilliantly the dilemma that the police officers find themselves in. And by the way, the number of people, police officers shot by minorities as opposed to the number of police officers who shoot minorities is astoundingly. It's like 90% of cops are being shot by minorities, 10% the other way around. I'm not sure if that's the right number, but it's huge.
Yeah. Well, again, they know that this is the battlefield that they're in, and you can't blame them. I mean, they're human. And you're going to have adrenaline moving and you feel the threat. It's like, look at, it's amazing to me, Bruce, because the way we were raised is that, you respected the police. If they asked you a question, I remember one time, I was a bit rude toward a police officer. And, man, my dad got a hold of me. And that was the last time. I thought I was a punk. And my dad, corrected me, and I let go of my punkness really quick. But there are some people that they just hold on to, you're too old, you're in your 20s, and you're acting like a punk against the police. Respect the police, and don't put yourself in this position to where you are going to challenge them. After all, as my dad would say, they have a gun, you don't.
Right. But yeah, and so I feel. I mean, the war on cops, as Heather McDonald pointed out, is really it's unfair. They are, as you say, they're putting their life on their line. Their job is to protect the public, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes they have to do. They go into the inner cities, right? And do you think they really want to arrest black people because they're getting such a reputation for racism? The fact of the matter is that young black boys, young black teenagers, and young black adults commit most of the crimes.
Yeah,
that's not the cops' fault.
Right. Well, in some cases,
public relations image that it was white people that they were arresting, but they can't do anything about that.
Right, and in some cases, Bruce, as the police are going in there, like getting pelted water on, first responders getting shot at. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is how out of control some of these cities have become. And just like you have in other cities around the world, like in Paris, France, one reporter got upset because I referred to no-go zones. We don't have no-go zones. I said, well, that's not what I'm hearing, and that's not what's being reported. Well, that's not right. Well, I said, well, we have no-go zones here in America, so don't feel bad. I mean, and I don't blame people for not wanting to go there. I mean, like, okay, well, I'm going to ignore my family and responsibilities and put my life on the line and go and put myself in the middle of this. I mean, it's tough enough when they have to go in and respond to a domestic, domestic action, right? I mean, how many police are confronted with a gun when they, they're just trying to break up an argument between a husband and a wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Right, and yeah, and then yeah, exactly. So yeah, I feel very badly for police. And one thing a policeman will tell you, and I've asked them, there's not a darn thing you can do to prevent a criminal from getting a gun if a criminal wants a gun. Speaking of gun control.
And that's really the bottom line of all this. I mean, and just as you said at the very beginning, Bruce, when we first started the discussion, you take the guns out of law-abiding citizens, and they're going to end up somewhere, and they end up with the criminals. And last time I checked, they don't care much about the laws, do they?
No, and there are so many ways that they can get guns, Bill. It's just unbelievable today, the number of ways that criminals can get guns.
Well, he's the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. We're talking the one and only Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, thank you so much for being with us.
You don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day.
then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, this U.S. Democratic Congresswoman was talking tough after being told she would not be allowed to enter Israel as planned on Sunday.
I'm going to continue to fight back demand that they provide access for me and any of my colleagues to come.
Now, in recent hours, Israeli officials have reversed course and said they will allow the Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib to enter Israel and visit her grandmother and others in the West Bank. Tlaib had been banned from Israel because of her support of boycotting the Jewish state over its policies. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is to sign an executive order shortly to introduce about 24 initiatives to reduce gun violence, he says. He was going to do it yesterday but postponed it after 6 cops were shot in Philadelphia the night before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Martinez live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
You know, that is the magnet to this country. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, ladies and gentlemen. And when it comes down to that, our founding fathers realized when they put it all on the line that they would much rather live free and die. And dare I say, those that have paid the highest price that allow us to enjoy liberty today, that had to cross their minds as well, is that they were fighting for liberty. And here we are in, you know, the war for liberty continues because there are antithetical forces that do not embrace the freedom principles of America. And they're living amongst us. I mean, that's the harsh reality of it all. This portion of Bill Martinez Live, by the way, being brought to you by Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team, is going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. You've heard the rates are going down. And let me tell you, you've got to give them a call. Write this number down and do it later. But you definitely, if you have to delay it and call them later, that's okay. But here's this important number for you to have so you can start saving right away. I mean, after all, they're saving you know, similar clients, I mean, upwards of $6,300 a year. I mean, could you use an extra $6,300? Why not? So check them out, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. They've got all the details for you. Okay, they're a direct lender, as I said. So they're all about saving you money and doing it right away, lickety-split. Kyle Drennan, is Kyle Drennan with us now? Okay, I think we're trying
I'm here.
Oh, okay, Kyle. We were having a little bit of trouble connecting. I want to make sure you were here. Kyle is the senior news analyst for Newsbusters. And, Kyle, I'm frustrated about the very loose and reckless conversation or words that are being put out there. I mean, you know, we all say words matter, but the stinking thinking and the name-calling and stuff that's being, you know, promoted by MSNBC, I mean, enough of this stuff. I mean, comparing Trump to Hitler, really? I mean, Donnie Deutsch and Joyce Scarborough ought to be ashamed of themselves. I mean, just from a standpoint of intellectual conversation. I mean, that's the best you can do is malign the president of the United States, and we're going to align him with Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's stunning, really. I mean, they just constantly, we put together this article for Newsbusters, and it's just video after video, quote after quote, of them constantly just banging this drum of Trump is Hitler, his supporters are all, you know, like Nazis, and I mean, just this constant thing. It's like, I mean, where do they think that kind of rhetoric is going to lead?
Exactly.
When you constantly are saying that, not just the president, you know, they're attacking him, but they're also saying millions of people across the country, you are also, you're supporting a Nazi. You're a Nazi mm-hmm. because Donald Trump is a Nazi, so are you. I mean, it's like, how is that, you know, at some point, shouldn't the media's job be to, obviously, to report facts and not wildly speculate or make wild, irresponsible declarations. But also, shouldn't the media have some responsibility to tone things, to calm things down, and to try and be, you know, reasonable about things, and not to amp things up and try to, I mean, violence could easily happen because of this constant irresponsible rhetoric that they're
Well, of course. Well, you know, look at what you know, Castro did with, you know, exposing the donors of Donald Trump. Of course, the knucklehead forgets that some of those donors were his own. So he disenfranchised them on his own behalf. But as you say, the cumulative conversation and words, reckless words and actions, they lead to this. But what generally occurs historically here is that this will come back to roost on them. Already, some of the things and actions that they have done, I mean, they throw the race card out there so quickly, and what happens, AOC refers to Nancy Pelosi as a racist. You know, it's just, you know, becomes a circular firing squad, you know, brought to you by the liberals of this country. And so it gets out of control, and, you know, they want to talk about, you know, the early days of the Third Reich. Well, this is all part and parcel of the recipe. Is you begin to demean and make less human not only the target, but also those associated. Because as Castro said, look, if you're supporting Trump, you're supporting, you know, every evil thing. So now this is going to justify whatever action they choose to take.
Yeah, I mean, this is these are intimidation tactics. Mm-hmm. These are, you know, you're telling the left out there, and obviously fueled by the media, are basically telling people out there, like, listen, these Trump and these Trump supporters, you know, they're evil. I mean, you know, and it's sort of like, well, what do you do if you're saying someone is an evil threat to the country and
right.
someone is like a Nazi who's going to, you know, do all sorts of horrible things and possibly perpetrate genocide? I mean, these are the things that they're implying. It's like, well, you know, you're not really, you're getting, what are you suggesting that people do then?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't suggest, you know, you need to go out and peacefully protest. That
right.
suggests these people are an imminent threat to your life and you
exactly.
need to defend yourself by any means necessary. That's what it implies.
Well,
that's
without a doubt.
Yes.
And it justifies whatever action they take. I mean, you know, when we are in the heat of war, the enemy is less than. You know, we referred to, you know, the Vietnamese as being gooks. And now here they are. They're here in this country, you know, contributing citizens, you know, businessmen, people that we have grown, you know, to love and admire. for all that they have gone through, but it wasn't that long ago that we demeaned them. And here we are, you know, participating in this very same action, and you know, we're walking hypocrites.
Yeah, no, and I think the hypocrisy angle here is very important too, because all we've heard the last couple of weeks here is from the left is, well, Trump is and Republicans, conservatives, they're all causing these mass shootings. They all have blood on their hands. They're all responsible directly for this because of the words that they say. And then they, but at the same time, the rhetoric they're using is, you know, could easily inspire someone to violence. Mm-hmm. And they don't care. They don't care about the words that they use. So they like to accuse other people of causing violence with rhetoric, but right. Their own rhetoric is horrifying.
Well, I think their rhetoric is, I mean, if you can say this, I mean, you know, I always love these arguments. They sound so sophomoric. Well, what they're saying is worse than what we're saying. I mean, you know, bad is bad. There's no doubt about it, but clearly extreme. I mean, when you start referring to the President of the United States as Adolf Hitler, are you kidding me? You're unhinged.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it's just the fact that, yeah, I mean, people like Joe Scarborough and Donnie Deutsch can just go on MSNBC day after day and say this. No one challenges them. Nobody, you know, no.
Well, you can't challenge them. They're in their own designed, you know, bunker and echo chamber there. If anybody, I mean, you know, our good friend Steve Cortez, who is kind of like the token piñata there at CNN, and he's a former, you know, Trump operative, worked in the campaign of 2016. He's taking bullets for conservatives all the time. And, you know, they cut no quarter when it comes to Steve. And, you know, God bless him for putting himself in the position. MSNBC, you can't even begin to look like a conservative. Even, you know, when you've got people there who at one time were on Fox News and gave you some sense of balance, I mean, it's like, whoa, I can't even believe it's the same person anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it's so disturbing, though, that they can sort of constantly say these things, and nobody, like all of the journalists and people, you know, not even, I mean, obviously the MSNBC, you know, executives, the bosses of MSNBC obviously don't have a problem with any of this kind of language, but even like other journalists from other media outlets that show up on these shows on MSNBC constantly, nobody stands up and says, you know what, that rhetoric is irresponsible, it's dangerous, and you need to stop doing it. You don't even hear that. You don't hear any pushback. They just go on these rants, and everyone just nods along with them. You know, these liberal panelists that they bring on, everybody just nods in agreement. I mean, there's no sense of, you know, guys, we need to tone it down. You need to stop doing this.
Well, what are you turning over to the next generation, Kyle? You know, what stage are you setting with all this mean rhetoric, the way they're presenting this? I mean, this is all very dangerous. I agree with you. And thank you so much. Always appreciate you coming on. He's the senior news analyst for MRC on Bill Martinez Live. Kyle Drennan. Thank you, Kyle.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
On August 23rd, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define me?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. In theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't already always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, we're excited to be joining and partnering up with Carrie Solomon and Sean Kostelman, the producers, director for Unplanned, the movie, which is coming out on Blu-ray DVD. You can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It is available today, as a matter of fact. Just go to our website and use the special code BML for Bill Martinez Live. You'll get a nice discount. It'll be very sweet for you, and you'll have your very own copy of the movie Unplanned, a movie that I believe is so important to get out. Not only for yourself and people of faith, but, churches. In fact, I'm going to be on a campaign as soon as I get back from Hawaii, and we're taking the movie to various churches across the country. We've been invited to come out. We're going to show the movie, make the DVD available as well, and you can get the DVD right now by going to Bill Martinez Live. As I say, use the code BML for a special discount right there. All the details right there at our website, and get it out, because a lot of people, as I understand, were hesitant to check the movie out because of the controversy, and they thought, well, gosh, should I go to the movie theater or not? But now you get to see it in the privacy of your own home. I believe it is one of those incredible videos, along with Gosnell, that are pivotal and coming up a little bit later on this year. And we're going to be talking again with the director of Roe v. Wade as this whole conversation of abortion in this country is coming to a critical pinnacle, and maybe we can do something about saving life as opposed to destroying it. Erin Smalley from Focus on the Family joins us now. She's the program manager of Marriage Ministries at Focus, and it's always good to be sharing time with her. Erin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And by the way, I want to thank you as a representative of Focus, because I know that Focus has been on top of this whole situation with Unplanned, the event at Times Square, even though some antithetical forces tried to do what they could to block the viewing of, you know, the video and the ultrasound that happened to be of Abby Johnson's own child.
Yes.
When she was 8 months pregnant. That was just awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize that too. The ultrasound was, and when I was live stream watching the event, I was blown away. Mm-hmm. That was the coolest thing ever, and the event was a total success.
Without a doubt. Well, it brings to light the lie of 1973 with Roe v. Wade, that women were told, and men, I mean, you know, look at America, was told it was just a flesh, inconsequential, didn't matter. But meanwhile, all these years later, Aaron, as you and I have talked before, women have realized the lie that had been thrust upon them, and men are catching up on this too as well, and hearts are broken. You know, women realizing that, wait a minute, if it's just a flesh, some bad flesh, and I'm cutting it out, why do I feel like I lost something? Why is there something so deep in my spirit that I grieve over? And that's impossible to reconcile outside of the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just necessary that these women and men, mm-hmm. Are supported, that there is long-term emotional pain that stays with them. I'm on the board here with our local pregnancy center, mm-hmm. and we offer groups, post-abortion groups, to support men and women who have been through that experience, because there are emotional scars that remain.
Well, and the one thing that I've been praying for a number of years, and that is that more men would realize, and they are realizing this. As I mentioned, I was interviewing the director of Roe v. Wade, which is coming up, and I had relayed to him, you know, the anecdotal information that I get from women across the country, Aaron, that tell me, you know, oh, my child would have been 7, or my child would have been 13, and your heart just goes out to them. As I'm relating that to him, he looks at me, tears are going running down his face, and he goes, Bill, my son would have been 23.
Oh,
and
wow.
I mean, it just breaks your heart. And this is the reality that we're dealing with. And it's very painful to come to that reality. You know, when I was going to different churches across the country, and I talked to pastors and priests, and I said, be prepared, because when we're dealing with this, this is going to be a hard thing. And people are reconciling the truth with the choice that they made. And this isn't about judgment. This is about caring, and this is about loving. And if love ever needed to be pronounced, it is now in dealing with this significant topic, because the fact of the matter is the government put its good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion. It got supported by the Supreme Court and everything that has been happening across the country. But the fact of the matter is we have women, particularly women, and an increasing number of men whose hearts are broken over the decision that they made that they thought was legal, safe, and rare.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love what you said, Bill, just that it isn't about judgment. It's about healing.
Yes.
And about seeking full freedom with Christ and giving them the support that they need, because the world would like to tell us that, you know, this was done and over with, it was tissue, and that there's no implication for long-term pain, and mm-hmm. that's just a lie. And so I'm a private practice counselor and absolutely have talked with many clients about the loss mm-hmm. of this, the grief that they have experienced, the regret that they have experienced, and there is freedom beyond abortion.
Aaron, you said something rather important. I want people to grasp this, and especially if you're out there and you're struggling with this issue right now. You have got to hold on to this, and hopefully this really, I just want to reinforce what Aaron said. This is really a God-sized problem, okay? I mean, the public, you know, all these liberals and progressives will tell you differently. This is a God-sized problem, and with God-sized problems, that means you got to go to God with it. You can't go to the government. You can't go to some president. You have to go. You don't pass gold. Don't collect $200. Go straight to God on this issue. That's where the answer is. It is in Christ alone. It is not in any other, because of the significance of what has happened. and you have been carrying this with you for a number of years, like, five-room house under 40 foot of water. You've been dragging this along, and God wants you to be truly free. And maybe today, maybe this moment is a time for you to be free. But you go to God with this. Is that fair to say, Aaron?
Absolutely. I mean, we serve an amazing God. I see within my private practice how God shows up within the counseling room, that when you go to a Christian licensed counselor and someone who's been trained in grief and loss and post-abortion and anything for that matter, that, you know, I see a lot of couples and I see God show up and provide healing for them in their marriage. So God is the God of healing. He's Jehovah Rapha, and he
heals. Amen. Right. Exactly. You've been carrying this along with you way too long. I mean, here it is. You want to love and be loved, and you probably are wondering what is going on. Why is it that you seem to be cold at times? Why is it that you're back off when you know in your very nature, and even before, you know, abortion came into your life, you weren't that way. So you know that there is a difference. But as Aaron said, there is a path to healing, and I pray that you seek that path. Because God says, look, if you seek him, he will seek you. And what I know about God is that he's always pursuing us. And I am so grateful for that, Aaron. There's just something about the pursuit of the Father that when you read in his word time and again, he's not going to leave us defective. You know, his job is to the end. And that which he started in the beginning, he will fulfill.
Absolutely. You think about in Scripture that he left the 99 and sought after the one. Amen. And I saw something recently that said, you know, one doesn't seem like many until it's you.
Yeah.
He is after your heart. He first and foremost wants you to come to him, but he also wants you to be abundantly full and free.
Right.
So that comes through him solely. And yes, he uses counselors. He uses, you know, resources as avenues to him, but ultimately it is running towards him and turning towards him and crying out towards him.
Amen. Well, hey, that's a bonus for you, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely free. Brought to you by Aaron Smalley with Focus on the Family, okay? Hey, let's talk about back to school. We got a couple of minutes here. Back to school, back to stress. I mean, and when you read the headline, back to school, back to stress, moms are going, I've been dealing with stress with these kids. I can't wait for them to get back to school. But then we have different type of stress when we get back to school stress, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was so relieved actually when I read this research that said 63% of parents consider back to school time the most stressful time of the year, over Christmas, over any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so relieved because I suspected this for a very long time, and it is absolutely 63% of us are saying yes. This time stresses me out financially, emotionally. Parents lose sleep over it. They drink more coffee. They say that between, if you have a child that's entering kindergarten before they graduate 12th grade, that you will consume, if you're a coffee drinker, you will consume 7,560 cups of coffee in that time.
Wow.
So it makes me smile because I get it.
Right, exactly. Been there, done it, bought the coffee, as they say. So, you know, what is it about this time that makes it so stressful? Is it just the expectation, the hope that our child is going to be able to adapt and they're going to be successful in school? What are the stress points?
Are they going to be successful academically? Are they going to be successful socially? Are they going to feel safe at school? You know, and then for us, if there's financial stress, there's school supplies to buy, uniforms, school clothes. I mean, the list goes on, working out schedules. Plus, this time of year, you think about it, all the sports activities are taking off as well. So scheduling is a major, especially for moms.
Yes,
major,
exactly.
Major deal.
No, just buying school supplies. You know, you get run over at Kmart. I mean, just like, they had special sale days in Florida with no taxes and that sort of thing. It was absolutely insane. So that's enough to raise up the stress decibels, to say the least. She is the program manager of Marriage Ministries at Focus on the Family, Aaron Smalley. Thank you, Aaron. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart.
right. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi.